Hey, thanks for listening to the Blended Podcast.
I'm Megan. I have a 16-year-old daughter named Tana from my previous marriage who is with us full time. And in 2018, I married my husband, Chris. His daughter, Lena, is 9 from his previous marriage.
And I'm Derek, and I have Zeke, who's 11, Kingston, who's 9 from a previous marriage, and married Jesse in 2018, and she didn't have any kids, but now we have one on the way. So walk with us as we share our crazy blended lives. Welcome to another episode of the Blended Podcast.
Yes.
Megan and I'm Derek.
Hello.
And we are excited for this week's topic.
We are excited.
Okay.
Well,
can we just face value? Excited because it's something that we haven't talked about that we want to say, we're sorry. We've not talked about this.
Right. I didn't know it was. I don't want to say I didn't know it was a thing. I mean, I knew it was a thing, but I guess because it hasn't affected me, hasn't affected you so far, like, it's not something that was on my radar. Well, I had one of my friends on social media share a blog post from another girl, and I thought, okay, I'll click.
Like,
the headline said, today is my son's 18th birthday. And then when you click on the story, it goes in to talk about, if you've met me in the last 3.5 years in Tennessee, which is where the lady Rachel, she does a website called Finding Joy, is where she lives now. And she goes on to talk about, if you've met me in the last 3.5 years here in Tennessee, you probably don't even know that I have a son.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, okay,
that's
like,
interesting.
I'm thinking, did he pass away? Like,
right.
You know, what's going on here? She's like, you might just think I have these other children. And you're like, a son? I didn't know you had a son. Well, she goes on to talk about how they went through a messy divorce, her and her husband. And I think at first her son lived with her for a little while. She got remarried. And a couple years into the new divorce or whatever, you know, to the divorce and the new marriage, her son decided he wanted to move to Michigan.
Oh, wow.
With his dad.
That's not a day trip.
No. And so, you know, she's like, it went from summers, like he would spend a summer with his dad or this or that, to, you know, now he was in high school and he wanted to live with his dad. So that happens, and the whole entire blog is just about what that is like as a mom, like the grieving process, and what will people think of me? Will people think I was a bad mom because now he wants to go live with his dad? And until my friend had shared this, I didn't realize that this was something that she had struggled with. So I'm like, I feel like there are tons of people who are struggling with this silently, if you will.
Right.
And
I think you're right.
It's probably not something they want to bring up and talk about. Hey, my kid decided to go live with, you know, my ex. Like, that's not,
right.
You know.
And I think you're right. I mean, I'm sitting here trying to think about it, even as we were prepping for it. You know, I can think of maybe a handful of families that the kids have lived with one parent or the other by choice. But majority of the time, it's because one parent is moving away from the area.
Hey, I took a job out of town. This is why I'm going to live here. You know, and that, okay. So because of that, your school's here. Everything's
here.
Your
friends are here. Your church is here. You're rooted here.
Right.
Right.
I can remember, though, you know, after thinking about it, my best friend all through elementary school, her parents divorced when we were in third grade. And she, in the beginning, had some visits with her dad, but then as, you know, we got older and into, like, fifth and sixth grade, even visits with her dad were kind of cut off. It was something she was very passionate about not wanting to go, and eventually it got, you know, put in, like, taken to court and put legally that she didn't have to go, and she just was with her mom, you know, like, and so, like, that's an instance I think of.
Right.
Of that happening when I was growing up, like she didn't see her dad.
Like, you can think of a handful also that are like that. It's court order.
Right.
For one reason or the other. Sometimes they're just simply, I don't want to go. Sometimes it's simply, it's not safe for you to go. And so, yeah, you think about those. But for the majority of people, the two healthy homes, you're on a schedule. One day the kid decides, I don't want to come visit.
Right.
That's not typically the norm that
no.
we see.
Well, and there are different, you know, factors that go into this. So, obviously, I do know people or children even today who at some point decide, I don't want to come here anymore. I want to stay with my mom.
Right.
And so, and maybe it's because mom lets me do what I want.
Right. The rules are different.
Right. And no, I don't want to, you know, come here because when I come here, you make me follow the rules. You make me do that. I mean, so of course, kids are going to play this to their advantage. You know what I mean? But in some instances, it is just the kid for whatever reason. And a lot of times in my research and looking into this, it did seem like it was sons wanting to live with their dads and daughters wanting to live with their moms the older they got. You know what I mean? So
now I have seen that one family I knew, the daughter went and lived with the mom and the son went and lived with the dad, and they still were in the same town, but that's how they did it. And you can kind of see that. You can kind of see, hey, you know, I want this modeled, or I want this or that laid out before me, so I want to follow like him, I want to learn from him, or I want to be like mom more, or whatever. And you can kind of get that, but I would wonder what the percentage is really about the rules. Like, I can get away with more here, or they don't make me do here. And I'll be honest, there is a part of me that it's a deep-seated fear for me.
Right.
Because just as a dad, and maybe, again, just being me, I am a little stricter.
Right.
I do have a little higher expectations on behavior and even helping around the house.
So it's like, is it going to get to the point where they realize that and they're like,
right,
well, I just don't want to go there because I have to walk this line when I go there. But that's why it's important to, okay, so say your kids come to you someday and say, we want to live with mom. It's important to, as a group,
co-parenting,
your ex-wife, you know, and the boys, go talk with a counselor or a mediator or a pastor, you know, some other person, because it needs to be discussed, not just, well, we want to live with mom.
Right.
Because it could come down to something as simple as, I don't want to do chores at dad's and dad. Because kids are that, you know what I mean? Kids are that surface level stuff, you know.
The one instance I know that it came down to that. And it was like an older daughter who kind of coaxed her younger brother into following along.
Right.
And, you know, she wanted to be able to do certain things. She wanted to be able to wear certain things that dad was just cautiously protective.
Of course.
Can't fault him for that. And so they went from like split parenting, like co-parenting 50-50 time to, he just kind of got weekends, and they've slowly kind of got back to working through it.
Right.
The kids spending more time with them. And so it's worked out, you know, for a season, it was very tough on them. And I think that's when I first thought about like, oh, I guess that is a possibility, but what do? You, like you said, sit down as a co-parenting group and you have that discussion. You hope that it's not seeds that are planted
from
the other parent, like, well, you know, if you lived with me,
you could do,
you wouldn't have
this
to worry about that. Yes. Or you would, again,
I'm sure those scenarios happen.
100%.
Just not something maybe, you know, that we've, of course, had to deal with. And I do remember, I think a common myth that people have is in all states that there is this age limit that, you know, oh, well, when you're 13, you can choose who you want to live with. Well, I know for a fact, in the state of West Virginia, that is not the case, because my friend, her daughters were, at the time of their divorce, one was 16, one was 14, say.
Right.
Well, the 16-year-old was like, I'm not going to dad's.
Right.
And the judge said, yeah, you are.
Right.
And she was like, well, no, I don't want to, and I'm old enough to say. And he said, there's no reason for you to not go. You don't have, he's not mean to you.
Right.
He's not, it's,
he doesn't
just
abuse
you.
He has a roof over your head.
Right.
He provides
and he
for
wants
you
to see you.
Right.
So, no, here's your days of visitation. You will go there. Now, he did tell him later to the dad, now, if you don't want to force her to go, then that's on you. But it is set that she will go to your house on this day in this time. Because I always was under the assumption that, well, if they don't want to go, they don't have to, you know, like after a certain age. But.
So I knew that. I think Ohio is the same way. I believe Kentucky is the same way. once you get to a certain age, so the court is trying to do better in blending, co-parenting,
right.
split time.
Well, let's not get away from the charge, you know?
Right. Well, getting away from the mom has them all week, dad only gets them on the one weekend
right.
a month or whatever.
Yeah, that's the old way.
Right. They're trying to get to the, no, we're going to figure this out, even if it's 1 week on, 1 week off
right.
kind of thing. Now, if there's a reason that we need it for it to be the weekend
right.
or whatever, the kids do have a say
right.
in their preference of which parent is the custodial parent,
right.
which gets the more time.
Right.
And the only reason I know that is I had to walk through that with a family that was going through an ugly divorce.
Right.
Four kids.
When there are those instances where dad works out of town all week,
right.
why are you going to be with dad, who in turn is going to have to send you somewhere else when
right.
you could be with mom?
But there's the preference. So they had to have a mediator come in and talk to the kids.
Right.
Because it was just ugly. It was
right.
mom does this, dad
yes.
does this from the parents.
Right.
And so they had to have, I think it's called a guardian,
ad litem.
Ad litem.
Yeah.
Come in and talk to them. But the state of Ohio says the guardian ad litem can't go to one of the parents' houses.
Right.
So I can't.
No,
they
has
can't
to
go
be
to mom's house. So it has to be
you
a neutral
meet
site.
Down at the Wendy's.
No, they had to, they actually asked me. And so I would go
right.
get the kids from either one of the houses, bring them to my house.
Right.
Occupy the three that weren't being talked to while the fourth was like out on my porch talking to this lady
right.
and getting the true story from the kids and
right.
making sure there was no funny business or
of course.
Mom didn't say something to try to sway him or dad.
Right.
Y'all, that is like worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Like we as parents, and I'm just going to say it, we as parents have to be better than
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think about the stress it put on those kids in that
mm-hmm.
moment. The stress that was unneeded when
right.
figuring out what is physically best
for
you.
For these children, right. And
we can't come
everybody.
Together and say, hey, what's best is they see us equal time, or what's best is,
right.
hey, this works with my schedule because I work late hours, so let's do a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can have a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Right.
What's best for you? And you know, man.
And then, like I said, you know, kind of what we're talking about today, it's then you have the also the wrench we can throw in it of the kids getting to the point where, okay, because let's be honest, if your boys came to you and said at 15 and 16, we don't want to live here anymore. We don't want to come to see you. Right. Now, you love those boys.
Right.
That would be heart-wrenching
yeah,
for
I
you.
Don't even want to go there.
But you also, I can't see you forcing them to come and be miserable
no.
at your house if that wasn't what they wanted. And I think it would be so hard, but that's kind of like the article, the blog that was written says, our kids get to a certain point in their life. Maybe it is 18. Maybe it's when they go off to college. That we as parents have to learn to let our kids go, to let them... this is what they want. This is what's best
yeah.
for them. And so if it is, you know, as a mom, I can't imagine. And I'm sure as a dad, you can't imagine.
No.
But it's like, what if for your kids, it's 16 and I want to go live with my dad
right.
and, or I want to go live with my mom.
And, you
and
know,
there's no ill will in the reasoning for it. It's just that's what they truly want and where they feel more comfortable.
Or convenience or whatever. I
right.
mean, you know,
who
I've
knows?
Seen it where, you know, kids lived, you know, with one parent 45 minutes from a school, and it's hard to
right.
get them, you know, and so there's all
yeah.
those scenarios.
And asking yourself, are they loved? Are they cared for?
Right.
At this other place? You know what I mean? So much goes into it, but I mean, I can't imagine, and my heart goes out to the moms, the dads that do have to go through this. I just, like I said, it's not anything I had to deal with, so kind of out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
But just seeing... First seeing my friend share it and hearing her say, I went through this with my son.
Right.
We're okay now, but I remember the years. And I mean, she said years that we did not talk regularly.
Yeah.
And I think, can you imagine months on months not talking to your kid? And in
no.
the blog, she talks about there was a good 2.5 year period where her son would not even return a text.
Wow.
And, I mean, you don't know what goes
into
the...
No, and you always have to wonder, like, okay, she got remarried. Right. Was there something there?
There were new siblings.
New siblings.
You know,
there,
this new,
you
and
know,
that.
Dad, the new dad, you know, new bonus dad's
right.
rules. And
you never know.
And you never know. And even for kids, y'all, it's, and I know we've touched on this before, like, there's a deep part of them that loves their parents. They love
yeah.
their bonus parents.
Of course. But they love their parents.
And
my
so
stepdaughter still asks my husband,
yeah.
why can you and mommy not be married?
Right.
You know, and that doesn't hurt my feelings because that's her mom and that's her dad, and she doesn't understand.
She doesn't
she's
understand,
10.
But you never want her to either, either, you don't want her to also feel, though, at any time, uncomfortable because she does love you.
Right.
And that
no,
would
I want
hurt
her to know she can say that if she feels
and
that.
And that would hurt her mommy
right.
if she did.
Right.
You don't know those kind of struggles. And
no.
so maybe for the lady that wrote the blog post, her son just finally looked at it and was like, my dad's been through so much.
Right.
We don't know what their divorce was like.
Right.
We don't, I mean.
It said messy, so I'm going to assume it wasn't.
Let's just be honest. I mean,
divorce.
I don't want to jump to conclusions, but did mom find new husband
right.
while still married
Who
to
knows?
Dad?
Right.
Then the son's like, you know, my dad has been through so much pain.
Right.
If I live there and I start to have a relationship with this guy and I start to accept him and love him,
yeah,
am I
going to
hurt my dad
feel?
More?
Right.
And that is not
well,
an okay place for the kids to be.
No. And there was a, in the blog, she talked about her younger son was the opposite. He wanted to stay.
Right.
with her, and that was hard on him being away from his brother.
Right.
Not here. You know what I mean? Because she's like, not only did I lose a son for a while, but my other son lost a brother. You know, and just
right.
all of these things that go into it. But she said the whole thing kind of ended on they had spent a day together and they laughed and they cried and they hugged and they kind of made up. Now he's an adult now.
Right.
But it's like, you know, you can't get that time back. But realizing, you know, she said, I had to realize that I had to accept
right.
that he wanted this.
Right.
And not hold it against him, not hold it over his head. Like she
yeah.
was like, I learned eventually that my acceptance of what he wanted made all of the difference.
Oh, yeah. Because if she would have fought. And the,
oh, yeah,
to
and then
keep
fought
him,
to get him and...
It would have pushed him away.
Even more.
Even more. And then
yeah.
that might not have ever been able to be fixed.
Right.
And so, oh.
It's a lot. It's a heavy week,
it
y'all.
It is. It is. And I'll never forget, I have a pastor friend that made a quote one time. It's like, listen, all of this is super heavy.
Yeah.
Because we believe God didn't create marriage for divorce.
Right.
So there's no... There's
right.
no playbook in what we believe
right.
in how to get through it.
Right.
You just have to do it the best you can. And, you know, her husband was one, but it was a situation. His kids were, you know, in California or
right.
and they wanted to live with mom
right.
and they would come
Which
in and they
happen.
Were older.
You know,
and that happens.
All
and
apart.
Then they tried living here. For, you know, I mean, it was one of those.
Right.
It's going to happen to some people around you. But, man, it's just one of those things. How do you handle it? And it's with patience, with dignity,
grace,
communication, and just do it the best that you can. It's not the ideal situation. It's probably not the ideal situation for the kids at the
no.
end of the day. They might think it is.
Well, and I think, you know, again, not knowing the
right.
lady who wrote the blog story personally or anything like that, but like you said, there are so much. Many more factors that go into this. So say she says, okay, I accept that my son wants to move and live with his dad hours and hours away. I also feel like there was a role of the father to say, you need to call your mom.
I agree 100%.
You need to check in with your, you know, yes, I don't know the
right.
situation again, but I'm just like, there. We all have a responsibility on both sides.
Well, and it's one of those things, like, I can speak for myself.
Right.
Like, yes, we have shared custody. It is 50-50. Like,
right.
Right now, the kids ride the bus to my house every day after school. So
right.
I know that I'm getting time that the mom usually would have got.
Right.
Sometimes. And so that's on my mind. So mm-hmm. every night, I make sure before they go to bed, did you talk to your mom today?
Right.
If you haven't, listen, life gets busy.
Right.
Maybe she got
Shoot
tied up with
text.
Your younger brother.
Yeah,
she you doesn't
know.
Realize what time it is.
Right.
Shoot her a text. Hey, mom, you want to chat? FaceTime her and say, hey, mom, just want to tell you I love you.
Right.
Like, I get it. Like,
Make
everybody gets busy, but let her know. And, you
right.
know, reciprocate that to her so that she could reciprocate it back to us. And, like,
yeah.
you know, because there are days that we get busy, and right. it would be good for them to call me and just say, hey, Dad, you know, missed you today. Love you. I'm going right. to bed. Totally get that.
Yeah.
So I agree with you.
Do your part.
Even do your
if,
part.
Whichever side of this you're on, if you're on the side where the kid has chose to live with the other parent, or if you're the other parent the child has chose to live with, like, still try to keep that relationship, you know, because yeah. they're kids. At the end of the day, they're kids.
They are.
They think in the moment, maybe they thought, I wanted to live here, and then now yeah. it's like, oh, I miss mom. You know, just and understand that there may be some back and forth in the teenage years, but
and it's one of those things. They're not pawns.
No,
they're not pawns in the grand scheme of vindication and payback.
Right.
So, you know, what if dad was,
they chose to live with me.
Dad was hurt.
Right.
And now they're living with him and he's gloating. Ha ha. You know,
right.
And, yeah, I'm not going to remind him to loses again at the end of the day.
Right. It's only
the son,
because
now he's having to learn how to have a relationship with his mom.
Right.
And live out all these memories that she missed out on.
Right.
But again, mom, did you drive
right.
to watch a ball game? Right. Did you go to
what yeah. effort did either side make, you know, to make it
right.
work
even though
more.
He she chose the you know, he chose to live with mom or dad and mom, it's on you to also
right.
extend the hand and show up for things and still be a part.
Right.
Even
until
if they're not
told,
living with
you.
You
know, and then we don't know that there wasn't a don't come to my games.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many factors that go into it. Just knowing that we all have a responsibility, whatever side we're on, to do the best we can. Like
right.
And for those that are going through this that are like, listen, I'm trying, but it's
right.
just not working. Like, just know that our heart goes out to you
yes.
and that. I mean, totally check out this girl's page, because there was a lot of encouraging stuff and it just finding joy. And
finding
that's
joy.
What it's all about. Like, no matter your situation, finding joy in those moments. And the girl's name is Rachel, who wrote the blog. So.
Yeah. And again, it's all about the kids. That's one of our core concepts here on the Blended Podcast. And to be honest, it came from one of those situations. A neighbor growing up, loved sports. Sports was his identity. Mom and dad go through a nasty divorce.
Right.
He chooses to live with dad. Mom is showing up at every
right.
game, trying to force a relationship. Why don't you want to see me? Why don't you come over and talk to me after the game? Why don't
right.
you stay with me? And just hounded and hounded and hounded.
And
he quit every single sport.
Right.
As like an eighth grader.
You can't come here.
Right. I'll punish you. You won't
yeah,
be able to see
so
me.
Pushing is not, you know.
And unfortunately for him, by his junior, senior year, I was coaching sports at a Christian high school, was able to get him into the high school, allow him to play sports, on the premise, though, that his mom couldn't find out. Like,
right.
And so he played 2 years of high school sports without yeah. his mom ever knowing that she did.
Right.
But in that instance for me, I put him first, and that's what he loved.
Right.
That's what he needed. Because if you take the thing that they love away from them,
right.
how else are they going to cope?
Them more.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, man, it's you got to listen. That's a key.
Yeah.
Listening is a key in this whole situation. We know we shared a lot of stories. We know we kind of,
yeah.
you, to be honest, you got our initial feelings on this.
Yeah. Just with something we haven't personally dealt with, and just, I don't know, I just now kind of like my heart's tender to it. Like
yeah.
I didn't realize people so close to me were dealing with this, or people that I knew, you know, we're all guilty of seeing the
yeah.
Facebook life and, oh, everything's perfect. I saw her other children. I never once noticed in the pictures
right.
that he was absent or that he wasn't there. And,
right.
you know, so just know we're praying for you if you're going through that, and just keep going, because there is hope. Both the stories I read
yeah.
had happier endings. We're working on it. We're talking now. We're, you know, because
yeah.
I think a lot of times kids do grow up and then they realize, I need to have a relationship with both of my parents if it's healthy.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, we process through this just like you.
Yeah.
And it's communication. It's listening. It's being flexible. And it's about the kids. And
we would love to hear from you if this is something
yes.
you're going through.
Or you've been through,
yeah.
or you know someone that's been through it. We'd love to be able to share that wisdom of, of how that played out, yeah, or what worked, what didn't work.
Right.
Because unfortunately, y'all, the divorce rate is going up. Mm-hmm. Children being raised outside of kind of marriage, and it was never a marriage, right, is happening more and more. And so we're going to face this more and more in our community. Yeah. And the best we can do is just be a part of the solution and not the problem, and just close our eyes to it. So we've made it even easier for you to check out our podcast. If you're on Facebook, you go to facebook.com/walkfmradio.
Yeah.
And you can click on the podcast link. Every podcast is right there.
Boom.
And easier for you to share, yeah, with those people in your life that might be going through that, because, hey, listen, we're all on Facebook, Metaverse, whatever,
right,
it's called these days.
Share it, tag people in it so they can see and learn about the Blended Podcast, and be sure to like those pages. We're also on Instagram @theblended_podcast, so check us out there, like that page, and we love to hear from you. Reach out to us, and then on the whatever platform you're listening on, be sure to like and leave us a review, because that helps more people to see it.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to The Blended Podcast with Megan and Derek, a positive alternative radio production. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to subscribe and rate us wherever you get your podcasts. You can learn more at walkfm.org.